What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome to our very first show, and today we're talking about, is your home adequately insured in the event of a total loss? I'm Mark Moore, and I'm here with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
And we wanted to tell you who we are and what we do. I have started More Insurance back in 1995, and Kathy joined me right before we got married in 2000, and she's been doing this for 19 years, and it'll be 25 years at the end of this month that I've been doing insurance. So my background is we both come from an insurance family. My grandfather was an independent insurance agent in Metro Atlanta, and I'm a country boy, but you can bet when I was a kid going down to downtown Atlanta and getting into a skyscraper and going to see my grandfather in Atlanta was quite a deal. And that was my city side. My countryside is I had my cousin Gene Moore that had Clay Insurance Service in Hayesville. And I just want to give Gene a lot of thanks for helping me get started in the insurance business. It's been a very blessing to have him help me. And here we are 25 years later. And I did want to mention I did go to college at NC State, and I was a finance major. And then I went to Appalachian State, and I obtained my Bachelor's of Science in Risk Management and Insurance. So I actually am the nerd that studied insurance in college, and I've been through these policies line by line, and I really, I guess, have a passion for helping people in insurance. Kathy can tell you about our agency, where we've come from just me starting it, where we are today.
Yes. We have 5 locations now. We have one in Hayesville, North Carolina. We have one in Hiawassee, Georgia. Blairsville, Georgia, which is called More Insurance. We also have opened Mountain Insurance, and that's in Murphy, North Carolina. And now our latest and greatest is Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. Yep, we have 5 locations now, and we are licensed in Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee, South Carolina, Florida. And we're here to talk about your home, what's your biggest asset that most people have, and we want to make sure that you're adequately covered.
Well, it's funny, Kathy, because a lot of times people, they'll talk about the 401k plan, talk about their retirement. A lot of times people will build a house, they'll buy a house, they'll insure it, and they don't think about the house after that.
Exactly.
And you've got, with it being the biggest, largest asset for most people, it's something that people should think about. Like, what's happened if I have a total loss? And that is today's show, is your home adequately insured in the event of a total loss? Let's talk about what it's like as an agent when we get that call or we hear that a house is on fire. Talk about that, Kathy. Just an example of one.
We probably will have a total loss at least once a year. And as an agency, we're concerned, of course, that it's covered properly. And we want to make sure that we like to write it replacement costs opposed to ACV, which is actual cash value, or market value. We really want to make sure that you're insured properly, and we do have different things that we do to make sure that it's insured properly, like getting an appraiser or pulling property cards. We do like to get different things.
Well, you know, what I've always said is insurance is a moving target. And just, you know, today we may have a property card or you know, information about the house, and it changes so fast. People finish their basement.
People
update their kitchen, add on to their house, and we don't know what we don't know. And so sometimes we don't get that call about what people have actually done to their house.
Right. A lot of people do outbuildings too.
And outbuildings,
fencing,
yeah,
or retaining walls, and don't think about that as well.
Yeah. So replacement cost is new for old. So if you have a you know, one of our common claims is a hailstorm, mm-hmm, and somebody's roof is damaged. So what will happen in the claim scenario is you're not going to get the replacement cost up front. They're going to look at what the actual cash value is. And what that is you're looking at, okay, the roof is 10 years old. you've got a 30-year shingle, it's depreciated by a third. So you're going to get a settlement based on what the value is today of that roof. And then once the replacement is made, once you get the roof replaced, then the insurance company is going to give you a difference between what you were previously paid for the actual cash value and what it actually cost to replace your roof. So that's what replacement cost is. That's what actual cash value is. Can they talk about market value? I mean, how what people pay for a house, how that plays into some of your conversations you have with some of your customers.
Well, a lot of people want to just insure it for market value, only what they have in the house versus what it would cost to replace the house. We, of course, can't include the land. The land will still be there even if there is a total loss. So we don't include that. And a lot of times people think, well, I paid $300,000 for this house. I have this, I have $250,000 in it, and we don't insure the land. We insure the actual structure.
Yeah, well, here, I only want to insure it for what I paid for it.
Exactly.
A lot. And so the market has been really interesting. When I first got into the market, or in the insurance business in 95, there was an article in a paper up north called it was called Backwoods Boomtown, and that's where we were at. And it was just crazy times with construction, and Kathy's mom and dad, Kathy's from Florida, and they were looking at moving up here, and a lot of times you went to go buy a house, and if you didn't have a contract on it, it was gone. Mm-hmm. And so we went from that to the crash, and a lot of contractors I do business with would tell me, Mark, I don't have any work. I mean, it all started with the grading contractors and just kind of follow suit. And next thing we know, we've got foreclosures. And if you could have told somebody at the time that your land is worth 10 cents on the dollar for what it is today, or if you could have told somebody that the banks were going to fail, you would have never believed it, because it was just the market was just overheated. And so sometimes people would buy a foreclosure, and that's a conversation we would have about only wanting to pay what they had into it. So talk about that a little bit.
Well, I think some people have gotten some really good deals on certain
yes.
houses, and then they don't want to pay what insurance on what the actual house needs to be insured for replacement of that house.
And that's what we care about, because we want to rebuild the house. And if you paid, $200,000 for a foreclosure, but you just had a $400,000 rebuilding value, we want to be able to establish what that value is going to be, not what the market value is. And that's the conversation that I can see how people would think that, I don't want to insure it from what I paid for it, but it's totally a separate thing from what the rebuilding value is. Now, bringing it forward to today, we're dealing with COVID. It's very intriguing to me, because the market just turns on a dime almost. I mean, you're sitting here one day and you got foreclosures, and you wake up today and all of a sudden the demand for houses is skyrocketed, and getting a builder, good luck with that. I mean, people are way out. I mean, it may take 18 months to even get a builder, and every builder I've talked to or people in the trade industries are telling me that, they all tell me the same thing, is Mark, I have never been this busy. And I said, well, what about before the crash? And they're saying, no, this is way busier than what I was before the crash. So there's a big demand for build materials, for builders. COVID-19, what I understand was that, if you're building a house, you couldn't get the EMC out there sometimes to hook up your house because of COVID restrictions. Mm-hmm. So there's a delay in a lot of things that were happening. We're looking at putting the HVAC system into our building in Hayesville, and my HVAC guy is telling me that he's having trouble getting some of the units. So we're in a different market today than we even were back in prior 2008. And so we want to make sure that people understand, your house value is really going up in today's market. And we're talking about rebuilding value still.
I think it's important to add that most people don't want to tell us that they've done something to their house, because they think it's going to cost them more money.
And it really doesn't.
It doesn't. Yeah. I think it's important to let your agent know if you've done any type of improvements to your home, because it will add value to your home for it. When you resell it, it also will add value if you need to have, you've done some different changes to your house. It might not be enough to replace it now if you didn't make any changes to your policy.
Yep. And we're going to talk about some ways to hedge against that. There's some endorsements, which is a coverage you can buy that is going to protect you in the event of the market, you know, in this case, demand's gone up and your house has gone up in price to rebuild. And I've got an example here. I've got one of our agents is building a house, and he's doing it himself. And he's like, Mark, you know, I started back in June, and a 2x4 was $4.03. He said, today it has been as high as $8.99. So that 1 2x4 has doubled just since June, just
That's
because
crazy.
Of demand. It's really gone crazy. So I want to talk about how we establish a value for a rebuilding value. I want to say right up front that I have never felt adequate to be able to tell you what the build of a house is, because I don't build houses. But I do have some information about it. But at the end of the day, the people I trust most more than anybody is your local builder. And we have so many good people out here that build homes, and they can kind of tell you what a house would cost to rebuild. Back when I started the business in 1995, you could figure $60 could be a number you could use to build a house.
Per square foot,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Then before COVID, you know, $125 may be a good value. And today, what I'm being told is the values could be as high as $200 a square foot. So the tool that we use is provided to us by insurance companies is a replacement cost estimator. And talk about how you establish that with a customer. It's based on square footage, but what kind of questions do you have to put in the computer program to establish the value there?
Well, of course, the square footage. What type of, you know, is it made out of frame or brick? The type of hardy board? Do you have a basement? How many bathrooms? How many, you know, your deck? How large is your deck? Is it Trek or is it, you know, wood? We ask all these different, you know, different things about the actual structure because we have to put it into a replacement cost estimator where that will then, you know, would calculate what the house should be insured for.
Since we're an independent agency, we'll run proposals with multiple insurance companies.
Correct.
And every one of them has their own replacement cost estimator, which is pretty much driven by the, you know, the cost of square footage.
Correct.
So we'll talk about when we get back from a break. Once again, I'm Mark Moore, and this is my wife, Kathy. And thank you for joining our show today. And we will be right back.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. I'm Mark Moore, and this is my wife, Kathy, and this is our inaugural insurance show. And today we're talking about replacement costs on your home. Is your home adequately insured in the event of a total loss? We've already talked about replacement costs. We've talked about actual cash value. We talked about market value. We talked about what the market has done over time. So today we want to talk about how we can address this as an insurance agent because things do change. I've said before, the insurance is a moving target. Things that happen today may not be what's happening tomorrow. We do know that the cost of build materials has really gone out the roof. And so what do we do, or how do we address this to give us some sort of buffer there? Not all companies are offering this now, but the one I really, really like, and can tell you about it, is the guaranteed replacement cost endorsement. So that's something that can be purchased. Now, we are in different states. In North Carolina, some companies may not be writing that as much as in Georgia. What this says is that if your house burns, let's say your house is insured for $300,000, and you know, you get that terrible call, your house is on fire. Guess what? The house is going to cost $400,000 to rebuild, not $300,000. I mean, that's a $100,000 difference there, Kathy.
Yes.
And so this endorsement is going to guarantee, even though we had the house insured for $300,000, we're going to put you back in the same position that you were before the loss. And that's called indemnification, which is a big word. But to get indemnification, if you don't have your house insured for $400,000 and you don't have this type of endorsement, then you will not be getting a check for $400,000. You'll be getting a check for $300,000.
Which is what the policy limit says.
What the policy limit says,
yes.
Yeah. So you want to have a variance because things fluctuate. One thing that some policies have, or a lot of policies have, is called an inflation guard, which means it bumps up your limit of your insurance every year. Might be 3%. So if you had your house insured for $100,000, 3% is $3,000. So the next year, your house will be insured for $103,000. So another endorsement that we can get is called the increased cost coverage endorsement. You know, this would be kind of like, well, if we can't get replacement costs, then this is the next best thing. Guaranteed replacement costs. This is the next best thing. So talk about that, Kathy.
You can actually increase the coverage amount from 25% to 50%.
So what she's saying is that we're going to estimate and give the best we can what it would cost to rebuild the house. And I'm using $100,000 because it's simple math. So not that you could have a $100,000 house these days, would be unlikely. But so let's say your house burns and it's insured for $100,000. This increased cost coverage endorsement will give you an additional 25%. So instead of having $100,000, you'd have a maximum of $125,000. That's one grade of you can get on this endorsement. The other one is a 50% grade. So you've got, in this example here, you'd have $150,000. So you wouldn't be stuck with what your house is insured for. You would have a little bit of wiggle room. And we really... In fact, I think, Kathy, that's something we...
Absolutely.
It's one of our agency minimums that we write. We always write this endorsement. Of course, we've had some businesses that we've purchased that we're trying to offer that to customers and may not have that.
What also determines the age of your home. So if you have an older home, sometimes it's not qualifies for these endorsements.
Yes, that's true, especially the guaranteed one. Like if you've got a home that's built in 1940, we may even have a... trouble getting replacement calls sometimes because the house is an older house, and
correct.
Some insurance companies are not going to write replacement calls on something that's built 70 years ago. However, if you can go to a company and argue your point, like it's got a new roof, we've updated it, sometimes they'll be willing to provide replacement cost. But for us, actual cash value is something we want to avoid as much as we can because it's not something you want to have at the time of a claim. One example is, if you have a partial loss, you have a kitchen fire. And we've had this argument, and Kathy will tell you, argument or discussion with our customers, they'll say, I only want to have actual cash value. If this house burns, I'll never replace it. I'm not going to build it back. I just want to get, my actual cash value and we'll be done. Well, what they don't think about is, what happens when you've got a partial loss? So now you've got a $25,000 kitchen fire. And the insurance company's saying, okay, here's your check for $12,000. And you're out, half the money trying to, you want to put your house back. You don't have a partially burned house. So that's why we always, every time, 100% of the time we can, have the replacement cost. And then we want to have also, if we're insuring a home, if we can get it, the guaranteed replacement cost endorsement. We're going to guarantee to rebuild your home. And that's a great guarantee to have. And going back to our show, peace of mind is something you want to have. Insurance, if you don't use it, some people think, I didn't use my insurance. It was a gamble. You're bitten that we won't have a claim. We're bitten that we will have a claim. I won the bet. So, and I'll say that's very true. I mean, insurance is not, if you don't use it, you don't really have any value out of it because you just paid in premium. The insurance company took your money. But there's one thing. You do get the peace of mind knowing that if something happens to my house, I'm going to be able to rebuild my house.
Right.
And that's what we're trying to do as an agent is we want to give our customers, the peace of mind knowing, hey, I've got the guaranteed replacement cost endorsement. If something happens, I'm going to be able to get back to where I was.
Right. I would like to also add a little bit. We like to encourage our folks that we insure to do an inventory of their home.
Yes.
And their items, their contents that they have. Sometimes people don't realize what they have until it is gone. We, of course, encourage them to take pictures in the drawers and the closets of their home and put them in a safety deposit box or use a cell phone and video their house.
Things have changed so much now that back when I started the business, there was a new thing coming out called the internet.
Yes.
And that's really changed the business. And we have digital storage at our system and our
right.
computer where if somebody was to send us photographs or a video, we can actually store those items for our customers. And that way that's available in the time of loss.
Or, of course, they could put it, all this information into the cloud and they can
yes.
have it backed up somewhere else. But the safety deposit box is also something that I feel people do utilize that as well. So,
and also have your insurance policy.
Yes.
But we can provide a copy of it as well. But, you know, you don't want to have something in your house that's going to be destroyed along with your house. You know, you want to have that offsite. Right. So computer backup or,
exactly.
You know, a lot of people have, you know, it's just a terrible time of the claim. You know, they've lost their house. It's, you know, that's what we're there for, is trying to help people through that process.
Right. And I think a lot of times if you don't have an inventory, people don't realize when something happens that they are, you know, having the holidays and they're trying to, of course, trying to replace certain items that they might have had.
So anyway, we enjoyed talking today and we're wrapping things up on the show. Our next topic for next show is, you know, what kind of house do I have? Do I have a rental house? Do I have a secondary home? Do I have a seasonal house? Do I rent my house out? Is my house in an LLC or a trust? We're going to talk about different types of insurance are out there for these different situations. Am I doing Airbnb? Do I have a, you know,
BRBO.
You know, so next time we'll talk about that. This has been Mark and Kathy Moore, and we look forward to talking to you next week.